Have you been listening to the podcast and getting value from the show? If so, I've got a small favor to ask, because over the next few months, we're going to be making some changes to better serve you. Now, I could keep creating episodes based on what I think would be most helpful, but I would much rather get this right. So instead of guessing, I want to understand where you are right now and the real challenges you, your organization, and your team are facing. That's why I've put together a very short 90-second survey. It'll help me better understand you and how I can serve you at a much higher level. And as a thank you, the first 30 people who complete it will receive a free signed copy of one of our books. To take part, just go to the show notes and click the link titled Leadership Survey. Or you can go directly to letsgrowleaders.com/podsurvey. PODSURVEY. It'll take less than 2 minutes. I really appreciate your input. It will genuinely help shape the future of the show. It's one of the most important communication tools you'll ever use. And when you master this fast and easy practice, you'll eliminate frustration, headaches, heartaches, and wasted time, and so much more.
Hey, it's David, and you're listening to Leadership Without Losing Your Soul. Your source for practical leadership inspiration, tools, and strategies you can use to achieve transformational results without sacrificing your humanity or your mind in the process.
Hey, welcome to the show. You're in the right place for a podcast helping human-centered leaders master communication to accelerate your team's performance, reduce stress, and build a career with the respect and influence you deserve. I'm your host, David Dye, president of Let's Grow Leaders. And in this episode, yes, you're going to get that most important communication tool, one of the most important you'll ever use, all-time favorite of all of our clients. And yes, when you master this fast and easy practice, you will eliminate frustration, headaches, heartaches, wasted time. You're going to save so much time and your team will move much more quickly and you'll improve your influence, your morale, and your team's morale as well. Now, that's a lot of promise for one communication tool, so I'm excited to get into it. Before we do, you may have noticed some changes at Leadership Without Losing Your Soul. We've got a new design. After 264 episodes, I think, finally time to refresh, and we've rebranded. Very cool and enjoying that. So if you've noticed, great. Hope you like it as much as I do. But either way, that's the new logo. So check it out and love to hear from you. If you have not left a review on your favorite podcast platform, Spotify, Apple, wherever you listen, those reviews really do help other people find these same episodes, find the tools that are making a difference. So I encourage you to leave a review. All right, let's get into it. This communication tool, what are we talking about? When your organization or team communicates effectively, you're going to be more nimble. You can respond to change quickly. But if your organization doesn't invest in that kind of effective workplace communication, you're going to face a constant series of misunderstandings that waste time, create conflict, and ultimately drag down everyone's performance. So how do we solve for this? An easy-to-use workplace communication tool is going to eliminate most of these frustrations, save you time, improve performance and morale, but it is a communication tool that so many managers and leaders get wrong. And I cringe every time I hear it. Here's what not to do. Let's just start with eliminate this from your vocabulary. Stop asking, do you understand? Every moment of communication with your team or your customer is precious, especially if you're in hybrid, remote, or a fast-moving organization. You've got to make every interaction count. And one of the worst ways to waste those precious moments is by asking, do you understand? If the person answers yes, well, you don't know anything more than you did before you asked. Yeah, they said yes, but what does that yes actually mean? Maybe they think they understand. And whether they do or not, you don't know. Or maybe they just told you yes because that's what they think you expect to hear. Maybe they just want to move on, get to their next task. So they say yes, hoping to leave the conversation. So regardless of the person's intent, when someone tells you, yes, I understand, you don't know anything more than you did before you asked. And you rarely learn about problems in understanding until later on when things go wrong. Now, let's take the opposite. If they tell you, no, I don't understand, that is better in the sense that now you have some new information, but you still don't know where the confusion happened or what to do about it. And it required the person you asked to have the courage to admit that they didn't understand, which maybe shouldn't take courage, but often does for a variety of other reasons. So, how do you maximize your workplace communication return on investment? If you're going to spend a minute of communication, how do you make sure you get the maximum return on that? The answer, what is this one simple tool? It's called the check for understanding. And if you've listened to the show before or you've spent any time with us and you've heard about the check for understanding, I invite you keep going, hear this episode out, because I'm going to take a deep dive into this tool to help you get everything you possibly can out of it. You can make the most of every conversation and eliminate hours, days, even months of frustration, headache, and heartache by shifting away from asking, do you understand? And instead ask an open-ended question that helps both of you immediately figure out how well you grasp what one another has said. That's what we call the check for understanding. And there are many different ways to use it. So even if you've heard about this, you listen for a little bit, I guarantee you're going to get something new in this episode that's going to help you with your communication skills to be a more effective leader. So here we go. Check for their understanding. This is our first application. You're going to check for the other person's understanding. So when you check for their understanding, you ask the other person what they understood, not if they understood. So there are a couple of ways you can do this. Here are a few examples. You can say, let's check for understanding here. What are the next steps we'll take? I'd like to make sure we're on the same page. What's happening now? Or what's your understanding of our agreement? All of these questions are open-ended. The person answering will share what they know. There's no yes or no pressure to be right. It's about sharing their perspective so we can move forward efficiently. As you hear them summarize in their own words, you'll know what they know and where they're missing critical information. So now you can clarify and ensure everyone has what they need. So that's the first general application of a check for understanding. You're checking for their understanding. Application number two, you're going to check for your understanding. When you're on the receiving end of communication from a colleague, a team member, your supervisor, a board member, your spouse, partner, child, a friend, anyone else, you can use the check for understanding to make sure that you've got it. This time, you'll repeat back what you understand and ask for clarification. Here are a couple of examples. So I'm hearing that we need to move this project up to deliver this Friday and that we should postpone our work on the marketing effort until next week. Do I have that right? Or, it sounds like we've agreed to add a full-time person to the team. If that's right, I'll talk to HR to get it posted. Maybe you check for understanding something along these lines. It seems like this task will take about 5 hours. Is that what you had in mind? Or, I'm hearing that competing data requests from other teams are keeping you from getting what you need to complete this on time. Do I understand that correctly? In all these examples, you don't allow yourself to assume you understand. You double check. Sometimes you'll extend that check for understanding to add even more clarity. For example, hey, thanks for confirming. So what I see happening next is that the product team will be worried. How will we communicate the change with them? Or, okay, so not 5 hours, you want a 30-minute estimation. Are you comfortable with a range then, as opposed to a specific number? Whether you check for their understanding or your own understanding, either way, with our first and second application here, everyone has the same information. You move forward together and you avoid all that frustration, headache, and heartache. Now, let's take this to the next level. We're going to do some organization. Our third application here is organizational check for understanding. And this is, I think, addresses one of the most frustrating parts of life in organizations that are anything bigger than you've got one level of organization where you're cascading communication. And we hear constantly the same communication frustration from senior leaders who don't understand why everyone in the organization isn't on the same page. And the problem usually stems from, yeah, you guessed it, a lack of checking for understanding. But in this case, there are usually two or three checks that need to happen. So let's say you're a senior leader who has information to cascade through the organization, and it's not passive information. People need to do something with it. You want to ensure that everyone's got it and acts on it. So here's how you're going to do that. First, start with your direct report team. As you would imagine, in addition to the key message, whatever the content is, the other thing that you want to be sure and clarify with the team is that part of their responsibility is to ensure that their team understands and acts on the message. This is the part that senior leaders most often miss out on, and they just assume that their direct report managers understand this, and often we don't. You'll find out so often that people don't have this as a key part of their job description. And so you want to check for understanding with your direct reports. For example, you'd say, okay, if there aren't any more questions, let's check for understanding. What needs to happen next? By when? And what you're looking to hear back, in addition to whatever the core content is to make sure that they've got cascading and ensuring understanding and action as part of their next steps. So once you ensure they understand, then you're going to move to step two, which is skip level, check for understanding. So once that cascading timeline passes, you're going to go have some conversations with people who report to your team. Ask them something along the lines of, you know, what's your understanding about this topic or this key message? And listen to what they say. If they have it wrong, don't chastise them, don't criticize. Instead, just gently correct. Oh, actually, here's what's happening. Give them the correct information, then ask what questions are coming up for you. Then you're going to go back, wrap up that conversation with another check for understanding, just to make sure I'm communicating as clearly as I hope to. What are you hearing me say here? Then step three is you need to go back and coach the managers whose people have it. And in this instance, actually celebrate as well. So you're going to close the loop back with those individuals' managers. If their people have it, high five, great. Really appreciate you cascading. Your people are doing great with this strategy or whatever the content was. Awesome. For the managers whose people don't have it, you need to coach. And this is a critical step if you want a nimble, responsive, accountable organization. You've got to hold your team member responsible for their team's understanding of the message. If their team doesn't have it, that's your direct report, your team member's responsibility. So check in with your team member. Let them know that they had some folks struggling with the message. Check with them about how they're communicating. How are they checking for understanding themselves? Are they? Or are they falling back on, okay, do you understand? And failing to learn what people actually know. If the manager continues struggling, it may help, and I've done this many times, it might help you to attend a meeting where they'll be communicating and just sit in and observe how they do it. And you can be available to answer questions in the moment. And then if they need some additional coaching, you can coach them after the meeting. And it rarely takes more than once or twice before they figure it out. Oh, this is important. This is part of my core job. This is how I do it. And then they start ensuring clear communication. So those are your three applications. You want to make sure whoever you're talking to understands. You want to make sure that you understand whoever you're talking with, whatever they were saying. And then organizationally, you want to make sure that there's organizational check for understandings that ensure core communication cascades the way it needs to. Okay, but things get in the way. So let's talk now about how to eliminate some common workplace communication barriers that can keep the check for understanding from happening the way it needs to. The first is concern that it takes too long. And I get it. When time's short, every second feels precious. But the investment in clear understanding gives you back so much time. So much time that you're not going to spend later cleaning up misunderstandings, redoing work, and solving unnecessary conflict. I promise you, the few minutes you take investing in a check for understanding, you get back 10, 20, 30 times as much down the road. A second barrier that often comes up is the feeling that people should be better than this. You know, I'll hear this objection sometimes. These are professionals. They should get this the first time. And frankly, that's nonsense. If you feel that way, I'm sorry. I don't want to be mean, but that's nonsense. Human communication is challenging at the best of times. And I can guarantee you don't get all the communication you hear the first time and instantly get it and move forward with it. It's just part of being a human being. No one gets it right every time. I mean, heck, I teach these concepts almost every day, and Karen and I can still have frequent misunderstandings where we'll use the same word, but we interpret it differently. So one of your most critical leadership responsibilities is communication. That's why we focus so much on communication skills on the show. You can't inspire, motivate, or take a group of people anywhere if you can't communicate. And you haven't communicated until everyone has a shared understanding of the message. So that check for understanding is a critical part of your communication. Then there's barrier number three. This is intentional misunderstanding. So if you hold everyone on your team responsible for their communication, you may discover a few folks who have been hiding behind intentional misunderstanding. This is the kind of person who it's like they're kind of working it. Yeah, if I leave it vague, I don't have to follow through or disappoint anyone. I can't be accountable for that. You and your team will need to coach some of these folks to greater accountability that's going to help their performance and relationships. And a little coaching, a little performance conversation there can help. Others may not want it. And ultimately, you'll have to coach them out of the organization if they've been hiding in that kind of approach to leaving it vague so I don't have to be accountable. And then objection number four, avoiding negative emotions. And this is our final barrier to productive check for understandings and communication. Managers who struggle to check for understanding, sometimes it's because they want to avoid dealing with negative emotions. So if that key message is going to irritate or concern some of the team, that manager might deliver it without force. They might share the message, but not check for understanding, because when they do, it opens the door for how people feel about the issue. Because the person might say, yeah, I get it. Here's what you're saying. I just don't like it. So now what? It's a legitimate concern, and managers need to know how to deal with that. So you want to help your managers learn to listen deeply and reflect what they hear. They can check for understanding about the team member's concern and how they feel and go from there. And this is something that you can model yourself. So the next step might be to relay the employee's concern to you. It might be to acknowledge how they feel, how that employee feels, and then ask for their enrollment. They can say something like, you know, I hear that this is disappointing for you, and I'm not asking you to feel differently. Even given how you're feeling, is this something that you can still do? That kind of empathy and allowing people to feel what they're feeling and then asking for their engagement, their enrollment, is a powerful combination. And you can help your managers learn to listen and acknowledge without having to solve every problem or complaint. And in the process, you're going to be helping them improve their ability to communicate, and they're going to be a more effective leader. So in our leadership development programs, participants consistently rank the check for understanding as one of the most valuable tools. I'd say almost 50% of the thousands of leaders that we've worked with around the world say that this tool properly used is one of the most effective communication skills you can have in your leadership and your management and your communication toolkit. When you master this powerful workplace communication tool and infuse the check for understanding throughout your team, you'll be on your way to a nimble, responsive, and productive organization. And that's what I want for you. So I hope you'll use it. And if you're already using it, I hope you'll take some of these advanced ways of using it and really make it a core part of everything you're doing as you communicate as a leader. So if you enjoyed this episode, please make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any of these practical communication skills to help you accelerate your team's performance, reduce stress, and build that career with the respect and influence that you deserve. And also, I want to make sure you know if there is a guide available that you can print out and use to walk your team through these skills together that's going to help you reduce the team's stress, improve morale, productivity, and you can find that at letsgrowleaders.com/podcast. When you download that guide, you're going to get tons of different activities based on the work in our book, Powerful Phrases for Dealing with Workplace Conflict, that helps you know exactly what to say, helps your team know exactly what to say, to be more collaborative, to invest in one another's success, to reduce conflict, make your conflict conversations you do have really collaborative, creative, productive conversations. That guide is all there for you. letsgrowleaders.com/podcast. Hope you'll take advantage of that. And until next time, be the leader you'd want your boss to be.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.